KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It is May 25th, 2013, and it's Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Monday, I guess.
Yes, it is.
So we've probably got quite a few events around out there in the North State.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So maybe you want to start with that. But first, let me go through the motions here. We're streaming worldwide. This is 1460 KCNR. KCNR1460.com. You can call in if you would like to at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcasts and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. You might want to put Redding in there because evidently there's 100 Mark E. Kents out there or Mark Kents out there. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
I know. They've been cloning. Let's see. Redding Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. We have on the Tea Party on Monday. I do have
that. We have a rally at starting at 5 o'clock and then a potluck and movie.
Perfect.
Over there. Yeah.
Yeah, we got hamburgers and hot dogs. Come on out and we'll throw stones.
Yeah. No. Come out and join us for the rally to support our veterans and honor those.
Yep, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And what's the deal? The hamburgers and hot dogs are provided and we're supposed to bring side dishes or
just
desserts? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just bring money.
Money's always good, yeah. We like that.
That never goes out of style.
Yeah, the money never sees. Well, I don't know. With the way the currency devaluation is going, we might have to go back to real money. But anyway, also tomorrow.
Bring a chicken.
Yeah, bring a chicken. Tomorrow, what? Yeah, I guess I didn't drink enough coffee yet. We'll have to remedy that situation here shortly. We the People Radio will have, now this is a mouthful because it's Soraya.
Yeah, you need more coffee.
How are you? So are you. Sepaporovich?
Soraya Sepaporovich, to the best of my knowledge.
There you go. And she's going to be talking about U.S. foreign policy and the power of lobbying groups. That's tomorrow on We the People at 8 to 10. Very good. So give us some veteran stuff.
All right. We have quite a few going on, of course, in the North State. They always show great support for our veterans. Starting on Monday, May 27th at 11 o'clock at Anderson Cemetery, there will be ceremonies. The next one will be at Longcrest Memorial Park on Cypress. And that, well, actually, that starts at 9. Let me rephrase that. So the one at Longcrest is at 9 a.m., the one in Anderson is at 11. Then we have one at Redding Memorial Park at 1:30. And, of course, we always have that out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. That's at 5:55 p.m., and they have a great ceremony going on out there. And then on Thursday, May 30th, at the Veterans Grove, Redding Civic Auditorium, it starts at 11. We'll be having ceremonies there, and then they'll be serving lunch there after the ceremonies.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's quite a few. I believe also, isn't there, Bob, out at the Veterans Museum? There's something going on, isn't there?
On Memorial Day, on Monday, admission to the Veterans Museum that's located south of the Redding Airport, that's going to be free all day, the Northern California Vets Museum and Heritage Center.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. We'd like to send out a thank you out to Jay Sekulow and Miles Terry of the ACLJ. I encourage everybody to go to their website, aclj.org, and please donate if you want to help fund the Tea Party's defense or attack, if you will, of the IRS and those groups there. There seems that the lawsuit should be filed this next week against the IRS for letters of intimidation against Tea Party groups and Lois Lerner. And, you know, just a little side note to that. But like I say, please feel free to go there and donate. We highly recommend them as far as their website.
Yeah, they're doing a great job out there for all of us at no charge.
At no charge. That's right. Very, very great group of guys. You know, so they have a lot of good information on their website as well. So, aclj.org. Here's a little side note that feathers right into that sort of the thing about the IRS. We've got a report here. This comes from Chris Street. He's the one that does the Agenda 21.
Chris radio. And Paul Preston do Agenda 21 every weekday. That's right. And Chris has really been on top of these breaking developments.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Everybody's starting to figure out there's a problem. There's a fox in the hen house. And now we get a report from Chris here, and this is on Friday, that Douglas A. Schuman, you know, as everybody who's been following the hearings knows, that he's the guy who was the former commissioner of the IRS that served as the vice chairman of the agency, or actually he was the former commissioner of the IRS, but he served as the vice chairman of the agency that regulated Bernie Madoff.
Oh.
And so, who is now, by the way, serving a 150-year prison sentence for embezzling $18 billion from clients in America's greatest Ponzi scheme so far to date. You know, so this is the guy that's testifying at the House Oversight Committee and, Government Reform Committee. And while he was serving as IRS commissioner, he had inadvertently ignored 132 letters from members of Congress and was unaware and 42 major press stories on the issue. This is like a theme with the
he didn't know.
Yeah, nobody knows nothing, you know. I mean,
I wasn't aware.
It's funny that if there's a credit being taken for something, these guys are the most brilliant set of brains in the world up there in the White House, and the Chief of Staff and Jake Harney and all these guys and the IRS. But if something goes wrong, it's like, what?
I didn't know anything.
I learned it when you did.
I just found out about that, right, Bob?
You know?
The Sergeant Schultz defense.
Yeah, it's like, I know nothing. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, exactly. You must watch them and watch them and watch them.
And it doesn't change. It doesn't matter which scandal we're talking about.
Yeah, there seems to be a theme here. So the IRS had, this thing going on, quite some time here. Actually, we know for a fact that it was back in 2010 that this started, and then it has been going on for quite some time. And so, you know, it's really comforting to know that the guy who was managing the IRS, the agency that has so much power over the American people, was also managing Bernie Madoff.
Did a marvelous job of it, apparently.
Yes.
Great job. You know, I mean, he only got $18 billion from his clients. And, I watched, a documentary on this Bernie Madoff thing. I can't remember the name of it now. It's something Madoff, but goes into the whole thing. And it was very interesting how there was warning after warning after warning after warning about Madoff. You know, there's guys that were professional, financial, examiners, forensic examiners that kept saying, hey, this is a Ponzi scheme and this is completely unreal and you can't do this. And, you know, they actually were the ones that got targeted. is there a theme here? Anyway.
No, not at all. You know, before we go to a break, you know, Dave left this for me and asked me if I would announce this to change things a little bit. They're having a fundraiser for Court Jones. He is a kid that went missing back August 16th, 2012, they're having a fundraiser over there at Oregon Street Antique Mall. So if you could go over there and help show your support and maybe we can bring this kid home, that would be great.
Very good. You know, we're going to go to a break here, but before we do, I wanted to say that this song that we're going to play now is this is old school Memorial Day stuff. This is for the World War II veterans out there.
All right, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's spinning frisbee canine team, doggy personality contest, and agility course. Visit the arts and crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, I like that. That's kind of mellow stuff there in Chicago. Yeah, that's for all the guys we were wishing were here, you know,
yep,
on Memorial Day.
So thank them all for their service.
Absolutely. So that's what we need to remember, that this is not about a weekend to have a barbecue as much as it's about a weekend to remember all the people that died in the service.
Yeah, and there's so much going on out there, you know, that it's a good time for people to take their family out and the kids.
Absolutely. So with that, I got a quote here, and it says, living by faith includes the call to something greater than cowardly self-preservation. And that's J.R.R. Tolkien. So You know, that's kind of what we're talking about here. You know, sometimes you got to think about more than yourself and, you know, what's important to just you and look at the bigger picture here.
That's correct. So, yes.
Let's talk about the rallies on Tuesday a little bit. We had a couple rallies out there on Hilltop in Cypress that turned out pretty good, and a lot of positive horn blowing going on out there. And you got something to talk about there, Bob, with it?
Oh, great show of support. I was out there for the one in the middle of the day,
okay,
from 10 to noon. As you said, a lot of thumbs up, a lot of horn honking from the passersby, and about 50 Tea Party members present for both rallies. A couple of our city councilmen.
Patrick
Jones. Patrick Jones was there in the morning, and I guess Gary Cadd was there in the afternoon.
Well, I was there for a short time in the afternoon, but I had something going. I don't remember what it was, but I had to go. Oh, I had my grandson's Little League baseball game I had to get to.
It was a great rally. It always is when we can get out there and have fun with the people. And like you say, all the honking that was going up and the thumbs up and, you know, it was all great. Good
well,
time.
It's nice to know that we've got a little vindication and the people are waking up. Excuse me. And the people are waking up to the fact that they've been lied to. You know, this is, right out of Rules for Radicals. You know, I mean, what we've been talking about here. And you know, I was just looking at a story here on WND, and Obama quotes Alinsky in speech to young Israelis. Now, okay, so he quotes Saul Alinsky. Yeah. Now, if anybody who knows about Saul Alinsky,
he didn't quote him by name. Did
no,
he?
No, he didn't say Saul Alinsky said this, but
not yet.
The quotes were, and you can go to WND and read the whole story if you want to. Obama quotes Alinsky in speech to young Israelis is the title of it. And, you know, it just goes to show you that we need to understand what kind of people we're dealing with here. You know, when you look at rule number 12 on Rules for Radicals, it says pick a target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the targets from sympathy. Go after the people and not the institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. This is cruel but effective. Direct personal criticism and ridicule works. Now, does that sound like anything that we've been dealing with at all in the last few years as far as the Tea
Just
Party?
Just a little bit. Just a little.
So, you know, I got to thinking about this, and if you think about this for a second, you know, most of us believe, at least, I don't know, most of us, I believe, and I believe that most of the country believes in honesty, integrity, you know, the Christian
truth,
the Christian values that were instilled upon us that were important, whether it was through, you know, Boy Scouts, we won't go there, or yeah, whether it was through, you know, your church or your community or
yeah, we
your
had
school.
More moral foundation with that.
There was a moral foundation that we were told that lying and being dishonest was bad.
Was very bad, yeah.
It was something that you were either chastised for, whipped, you know, or for lack of a better term,
punished.
I can remember being punished very severely for lying when I was a child. And for me, that was a good thing because it really gave me a different perspective on, you know, the difference between the truth and a lie. But when you look at these rules for radicals, they're completely based on deception. You know, when you talk about pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, cut off the support networks. I mean, if you think about that for a second, that's complete deception. It's not whether the group's good or bad. It's whether they're on your...
They're controllable or not.
Or on your enemy's list because they're in opposition to what you stand for.
Yes.
So
it's all about putting them on the defensive, whoever correct. Your target is, and the... target has got to be mindful of that and not allow that to happen.
Absolutely nailed it, Bob, right on the head there. That's exactly what there's only 12 rules. You know, I think they had to keep them short because the liberals can't remember any more than 12, you know, so they had to practice this stuff. But you're totally right. It's based on personal attacks, almost all of them, on attacks, so that you keep your pushing negative on anybody who disagrees with you. For example, you're a racist. Well, that's a good tactic because, you know, what happens is there's no comeback to that. How do you answer that when someone says, you know, it's a mindless attack with not necessarily based on any facts, not necessarily based on reality at all, but what that does is put you immediately on the defensive and makes you angry because if someone calls you a racist, you know, I mean, what are you thinking at first? I mean, the first thing you're thinking is that, you know, I'm not a racist. And then
they say, well, prove it.
Right. How do you prove that?
How do you prove a negative?
Yeah, you can't. So that's some of the stuff that I wanted to talk about. I mean, going back to the honesty and the morality, if you believe that lying, cheating, stealing to get to the end where you want to be, you know, the old end justifies the means thing. Right. Then where do you stop at that? Where do you stop the deceptions?
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
It's endless.
Maybe that's why we're having so many scandals. This guy, Obama, taught rules for radicals in college. So, okay, he either taught them one, saying that these are not examples that you want to follow, or he taught them that taught his students that these are the examples you do want to follow to get where you want to go to redistribute and whatever. But,
and we know that's going on because we've talked with students out here at the college that they're still teaching them that this is the way to do things.
Yeah. Yeah. So lying, deception, you know, and that goes to Sun Tzu. He said all war is deception. And you think of it in that terms, all war is deception. Well, then what are you saying? What you're saying is that there's a war going on of deception. And if you look at the administration right now, it's kind of hard to say there's nothing going on here. And, you know, how many lies have these guys been caught in, you know, across the board that's propping up this administration? So, you know, you can pretend all you want that there's, you know, nothing going on. I was on Obama.com this morning, BarackObama.com. And
how many lies do we have on
there?
Well,
they were getting plastered. There was people on both sides of the aisle there. But the one that struck me was, Mr. Obama is an honest person.
Oh, my.
And I was thinking, based on what? I mean, this guy has been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie. And that are provable. And so anyway, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but let's look at rule number four of rules for radicals. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. This is a serious rule. The besieged entity's very credibility and reputation is at stake. Because if activists catch it lying and not living up to its commitments, they can continue to chip away at the damage. Now think about that for a second. So in other words, do whatever you possibly can to discredit, to disarm, to lie, cheat, steal about the, you know, your opposition. What does that say about the platform that you stand on?
Not probably a very good one.
Yeah, well, unless your platform is about power and control. You know, if you look at all of the dictators throughout history, they all started out lying. They all started out, you know, attacking their enemies, discrediting anybody that was in opposition to them. And, you know, you have to start to see a pattern here, of deception. And what is the end result is, you know, what was Saul Alinsky's, theme? What did he wanted to do? What was the end result of all this stuff? To take over.
Yeah.
To take power. So you've got, you know.
Which we've seen it repeat over and over again throughout history that's what their end goal is, power.
Let's look at rule number one of Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. Excuse me. Rule number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. These are two things of which there is a plentiful supply. Government and corporations always have a difficult time appealing to people and usually do so almost exclusively with economic arguments. Now think about that for a second. Rule number one is about getting power.
Right.
Okay. And they talk about the enemy. And they talk about how you, you know, so you got to understand now, this guy is either for these rules or he was against these rules. If you look at the backdrop of what this administration, would you make a guess? If you had to guess, looking at all of the facts and circumstances at this point and the fact patterns, would you guess that Obama was for these rules or against them?
That's pretty obvious. But, you know, the problem is there's a lot of people that don't get that.
Right.
You know, they were doing some interviews, you know, like on the street interviews, and some of the questions that they asked was along these lines.
Right.
And then the answers that the people were given were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, really? What are you guys doing?
What flavor?
Yeah. It's like unbelievable.
So with that said, before we go to a break, I want to add one more thing to the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Does anybody know who the book was dedicated to?
I believe it was Lucifer.
Yeah. Now, is he for?
You see a problem with that?
I mean, I don't care if you're a Christian or whatever, and you don't believe in God, or you don't, you know, do. Think about that for, okay, is he for these rules or is he against these rules? And if a book that's dedicated to Lucifer and you're not against those rules and you're for those rules, what are you saying that you're for?
Nothing that's good.
Interesting.
You're on the dark side.
Yes. Like,
that's one way to put it.
I am your father.
Anyway. Okay, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you
People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Iranian American researcher Saraya Sepapur Ulrich is a U.S.-based writer and commentator who focuses on the ways powerful interest groups influence American foreign policy. Saraya is a peace activist and a fierce defender of the Constitution. She's interned in Congress and interviewed Ahmadinejad, and she'll join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Memorial Day is almost upon us. Come help us honor all of our veterans on May 31st, 7 p.m. by attending America's Game, baseball, at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s will open their season at 7 p.m. on May 31st. One half of the gate receipts will go to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Patriotic music, a color guard, and a special ceremony will take place before the game. So join us for an evening of family fun, baseball, and honoring our veterans. Colt 45 Baseball at historic Tiger Field.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Please don't try.
Sorry. I got out of hand. You know, I want to, I love that song, by the way. I want to, give you the quote from Alinsky. Now, you know, we were talking about this over the break a little bit. And so here's a guy that's quoting Saul Alinsky, who's taught it in school. Okay. Rules for Radicals. If he was quoting it, you would think that he would quote it in a negative way if he was against it. Okay, here's his quote. Okay, this is the quote that he said at his speech to the young Israelis, and this is just a couple of days old. I think, let me look at the date here. This is on 3/21. So his quote is, it is necessary to begin where the world is if we are going to change it to what we think it should be. That means working in the system, wrote Saul Alinsky. Now, think about that for a second. Is that sound like someone who endorses the Constitution? Endorses freedom? Wait a minute. You know, he taught the Constitution. I don't, you ever hear him quote from the Constitution?
No.
Mm-mm. But he also taught rules for radicals.
You think there might be a little bit of problem here?
Yeah, I think there's a slight problem here is that, okay, so we've got a guy that believes that a book that is dedicated to Lucifer should be a guide, you know, a guidepost or a sign or a nomenclature for what? Taking over a country. Now, if that doesn't scare the bejeebies out of you, a little bit even, just the fact that it's possible.
Right.
Then you're an idiot. Okay. This guy's in the White House. This guy's in control of the free world, our army, our navy, the Marines. And this guy's quoting Saul Alinsky at a speech? I wonder why that didn't make MSNBC. I don't know. Interesting.
Well, again, we know how the media can be.
Yeah.
But we're starting to get a little, it's getting a little better somewhat. I mean, they are bringing out a little bit more information, like with Eric Holder and Benghazi. You know, we're starting to get a little bit more on that.
I'm sort of glad you brought that up because it leads me right into my next story. This is from Liberty News, and that's Liberty News, www.libertynews.com. And the headline here, and this is published on May 24th, 2013. If reports are correct, Eric Holder lied under oath. That's called perjury.
Well, we know he did. Time and time again he has.
This is, Obama's, right-hand man. This is the guy that he depends on to uphold the law. And and he's been charged with investigating himself. So Obama says, we gotta get to the bottom of this. Eric, start investigating yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to know how that works. Do we get to, do our own investigation if there's charges against us?
I think that would be good if it was me.
I'm just saying, I mean, is there a little bit of a problem going on here?
Yeah, next time the IRS says, hey, did you pay all the taxes that you owe? I'll say, don't worry, I'm going
to... I'll investigate myself
on that.
I'm going
to do a thorough investigation of myself, and I'll get back to you.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the report will be completely truthful and dependent.
And I never signed anything.
And what tax? So, anyway, it's not news that Eric Holder is often a source of dishonesty. I mean, that's the first line.
Yeah.
Okay. However, that his dishonesty appears to have spilled over into an under oath situation. So, see, there's a difference between lying when you're not under oath. I mean, I think you're a liar either way, but if you're lying under oath, there actually could be some consequences to lying under oath. That is, of course, unless you're the head of the Department of Justice and you're investigating yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe we should call for a special committee here?
Do you think there's a problem?
You know, and here's the quote. It says, first of all, you've got to go a long way to try to prosecute this is talking about the AP stuff. You have to go a long way to try to prosecute the press for publication of material. This has not fared well in American history in regard to potential prosecutions of the press for the disclosure of material. This is not something I've ever been involved of or ever. This is, and here's the part, the sticky part. This is not something I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be wise policy. So Eric Holder has never been involved in investigating the press. He's never heard of it.
Never heard of it, but when they produced the warrants,
He signed them.
His signature's on it. But he doesn't know nothing about it.
And it's not really wise policy to get... Oh, I think what he's saying is not really wise policy to get caught lying under oath.
Just make sure you don't have your fingerprints and your signature on a piece of paper.
And, you know, being the DOJ, I think that he should know that perjury is a crime punishable by imprisonment. And if he doesn't know that, why is he...
What if he knows it but he doesn't prosecute it?
Yeah,
okay. He's going to prosecute himself for this?
He has a history of picking and choosing what he wants to prosecute.
I'm black. That's racist. I can't prosecute myself.
Oh boy!
Anybody seeing the irony here?
Yeah, I mean,
is it just me?
And either way, why is he in office? Why isn't he being?
You know, it's pretty bad this week. The Huffington Post is calling for Eric Holder's resignation.
I mean, how much more do we have to take before this man is removed from office?
I don't know. I think he just has to go and make a speech, call everybody racist, and go back to work.
Oh. What's the promotion after DOJ? I mean, where do you go from there? Because usually they promote him and give him more money and move him somewhere.
I'm not sure there's any higher place to go. Maybe he could be a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, didn't think of that.
Yeah, he could be right there next to Kagan and Sotomayor and, you know, all the good.
Oh. I guess they could go to president, huh?
All those neutral parties that all they care about is following the law and the Constitution and not lying or doing anything that would possibly get them prosecuted under oath.
I guess with that, we have a caller on the line. Henry, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am this morning.
How are you this morning?
It's funny because we got somebody in the chat. We got somebody. I'm sorry, Henry. We're great, but I just have to say we got somebody in the chat room. You know who you are. That's saying President Holder 2014.
Uh-huh.
And he could go
there
with.
There you go.
And he could actually team up with Wiener, and the sign could be Wiener Holder.
There you
sorry,
go.
Sorry, I had to say it.
Had to go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a couple of questions. First of all. Why doesn't Congress on the Benghazi deal and also on this income tax deal call the president to testify under oath before Congress? Now, that would be number one. My second question is, why, if these people are lying, and I believe certainly that they are, if you think the president didn't know anything about the IRS scandal or Benghazi, either one, I got a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge I'd like to sell you.
Yeah, I have a watch here. It's a Rolex, and it's,
Next thing is why aren't they bringing criminal charges against these people?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I mean, at some point in time.
You folks say you're suing them, but that's civil. Why aren't criminal charges being brought?
Well, we're on the same page, Henry. I'd like to see criminal charges being brought as well. I think what you're going to see is through this, they've got to get this special prosecutor involved, and that is where going to be the start of that. Now, whether that pans out into something where somebody actually goes to prison, that's anybody's guess. We've got so much corruption in this administration now.
Well, now I understand that the Tea Party groups are suing the IRS under the, having to do with the tax exempt deal.
That's correct. That will the law.
Let me tell you this, and I don't know how the rules have changed in the last 20 years, but I'll tell you, 20 years ago, when I was active, if you went after the individuals rather than the IRS in general and named them in the lawsuit, they did not have sovereign immunity.
Well, there's actually a code section, 7432, if you look it up, that says that any officer or employee of the IRS that knowingly or negligently...
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up.
I said, if you look up 7432 of the code, it basically, it strips them of their immunity if they're negligently or knowingly not following the rules. And that's kind of, but right now what the Tea Party is suing for is for damages and to get this stopped. And then it can go from there, and they can lose their sovereign immunity, and that is a possibility that could open up the way the lawsuit is drafted. And we will just have to wait and see. But right now what they're trying to do is put a stop to this and expose it. And that's the main thing. And it needs and that is starting to work pretty well if you look out into the marketplace. Is people, we've been saying this for, what, three years since, hey, we got a problem here, The IRS is out of control. The government's out of control. And finally, because they got picked up because they couldn't avoid it.
Well, people have got to realize that if they can do this to the Tea Parties, they can do this to the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, or, well, any church group, take their tax-free status away from them.
You know, the real deal is that if they can do this to the Tea Party, Henry, they can do it to anybody.
They can do it to anybody.
That's correct.
And the people in this country better get wise to the fact of what's going on in the world, and that idiot we've got for a president, and I say that with true belief that he should not be in there in the first place, and I think he's out to ruin the country.
I agree.
Oh, yep.
Very good. Well, listen, we got to let you go. We got a bunch more stuff to talk about, Henry, but we appreciate your phone call.
Have
Fine.
A great
Thank
day.
Thank you for listening to me.
You bet. Okay. Bye. So, what else do we got here? We got all kinds of stuff. Obama fired 3 generals and an admiral to cover up Benghazi. That's from redflagnews.com. I'm not going to go too far into that story. We have sheriff's plan to put the feds back into their place. There's a rally that I kind of want to mention. We'll go more into this. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association, or CISPOA, will be meeting in St. Charles, Missouri for a Heartland America conference. I don't see a specific date here. But basically, the sheriffs are starting to band together because the sheriffs in each county are the highest law enforcement office in the country, in each of the counties, because they're the only ones that are elected nationwide by the people. And so they're getting together saying, hey, we need to stop this overreach of government. So I highly recommend that's another article that was published on WND today. And so if you go to WND.com, you can read the story on that. What else have we got here? I just want to hit a few headlines here. Rand Paul, my colleagues just voted to arm the allies of Al-Qaeda. So in the Senate during the week, the senators, and I would highly suggest you look them up and see who they are. This comes from the cable. This is the cable, foreignpolicy.com. And so evidently the senators up there don't mind voting to arm the allies of Al-Qaeda. Hmm.
And that's surprising?
I don't know. Let's see, China. So I got some money stuff here that I kind of wanted to try to cover here before we run out of time. And government theft of retirement starts. Yeah, let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll do the last segment on this money thing.
Okay, the number here is 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Sounds good. Give me shelter. Pretty appropriate.
We might be looking for the shelter here pretty soon.
Yeah, okay. This comes from Dave Hodges. This is an article. The government theft of retirement accounts has begun. This is from the natural www.naturalnews.com. And it's talking about Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is planning to steal selected federal retirement accounts. Many were roundly criticized for daring to say that the Cyprus thefts could visit our shores. If Treasury Secretary Jack Lew gets his way, Cyprus will look like a walk in the park compared to what's coming, because Cyprus was a beta test for the massive theft of private wealth which is on the horizon. In fact, I would like to say to my fellow countrymen who don't think the government would ever perpetrate a fraud against the American people, in which the government would oversee the outright theft of personal assets of American citizens, you might want to jog your memory and look around to and look about to a period of time going back 4 or 5 years in this country. Short-term memory loss. I, too, was roundly criticized 3 months ago when I said Cyprus scenario is coming here. I was told there would be a revolution if this happened and the government would be afraid to try such a thing. I marveled at people who hold such naive beliefs. Listen to these people. Listening to these people is like listening to a country song played backwards. You know, the wife does not leave, the truck still runs, and the guy stops drinking. Maybe it's all the fluoride in the water that is causing such widespread ignorance and apathy. First of all, our government is not the enemy. This is not the government we are dealing with. We are battling organized crime in the form of corporations like Goldman Sachs who have hijacked our government. They are lining up for the last great garage sale before the collapse of the economy and rolling out martial law. There are forces lining up to steal everything that you and I own. It has already begun, but this country is so dumbed down that we do not see that it has already started. The greatest wealth transfer in history, Hank Paulson, the architect of the bailouts. So it goes on to talk about, he thinks is happening here. And, you know, has it happened before? Well, if you look back just a little while, you know, I mean, the government sanctioned Don Corzine, you know, his former company, MF Global. Does anybody remember that, you know, was a problem? You know, they stole $900 million worth of stuff from, you know, then, you know, Corzine.
I don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's like, what? You know, Corzine avoided sharing a prison cell with Bernie Madoff by purchasing a get-out-of-jail card through the sponsorship of a $35,000 per plate fundraiser for that great Wall Street puppet and criminal-in-chief Barack Hussein Obama. There's no theme here. No lying going on.
No,
nothing. No, too big to prosecute. Or was it too big to jail now? It's not too big to fail. It used to be too big to fail. Now it's too big to jail. And so, this is just a shot off the bow, that people should be, thinking about here. The latest in the stealing from the American people, the Treasury Department once again is taking federal retirement programs to buy the government more time to increase the national debt ceiling. And why does the government need to raise the debt ceiling? Because the debt ceiling must be raised for two reasons. In order to fund the banker-inspired wars of occupation and to continue to fund the largest wealth transfer in history, the bailouts. And just who is behind this nonsense? A very close friend of Goldman Sachs over at Citigroup. Oh, yeah, by the way, did you know that Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, is a former Citigroup guy?
Oh, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, that was just an oversight, you know. You know, he's friends with Goldman Sachs. He worked at Citigroup, and they have a henchman in charge. They have their henchman in charge of the continuing rape of America by Wall Street, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Well, let me be clear, and Lew, you can sue me if it's not true, is what the article goes on to say, is that the fact that Obama appointed one of the criminals who had a major hand in bringing down the economy to run the country's finances, that would never happen, really. No. So, you know, at Citigroup, Lew oversaw 113 tax evasion accounts in the Cayman Island banks. Based on Lew's resume, hedge funds for Citigroup, where he lost almost $600 million. One can only assume it is why Obama has appointed Lew to finish the job, which will leave you and me with nothing. That could be a problem. So with that said, I got one more article that I'd like to touch on. Cooking the Gold Books is the title of this. And, you know, it's something that we need to talk about because, you know, we've seen that the price has been slammed down, but what's going on here is that, you know, this comes from the Daily Reckoning, by the way. This is the dailyreckoning.com, Cooking the Gold Books by Addison Wiggin. And this was published 19 hours ago. Is that we got a small, if bitter, taste of gold's zero hour in the second half of April. Either that or the world's largest banks engineered a takedown of gold for the purposes of starving off zero hour. So what they're talking about here is that the physical price becomes much higher than the paper price on the CNBC ticker. The catalyst, we suggest, would be a major metals exchange default on the gold or silver contracts settling in cash instead of metal. So what they're talking about here is that what we're seeing is that there's a separation between the price of the real stuff and the paper stuff. And it's going to become more and more pronounced. If you looked at, you know, some of the takedowns here recently, the premiums on silver was 17%. On top of the spot price of the actual metals. So, you know, this is becoming a real problem for them. And, at some point in time, you have to understand that this is the canary in the coal mine. You might have a price in the paper market that could be $15, for example, for an ounce of silver. but there won't be any silver available. You won't be able to buy it for any price.
Yeah, so when you want to cash in your paper?
Case right now, I mean, it's going for about $22 an ounce on paper.
On paper.
But you can't find any for that price.
Exactly. So what you're going to see here is at some point in time, whereas the paper market has been specifically set up to be so that it can be manipulated, you know, in the very near future, you might not be able to buy it for any price. And that's kind of what's going on. And then what we'll see is because the price mechanism is broken, you're going to start seeing that it's shifting over to the physical free market. And you're going to see a whole different ball game on what's happening in the price. So.
And that could happen at any time, correct?
It could happen at any time. So, we're talking about a lot of problems here. Anyway.
Okay, I guess we're running down here. Get out there and show your support for our veterans. Attend one of the services that we got going on. And next week we should have Wayne Allen Root on. I am just a
simple man. Very good.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama said it yesterday to graduates of the Naval Academy. The message was the same this morning to cadets at the U.S. Military Academy from Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
Sexual harassment and sexual assault in the military are a profound betrayal. A profound betrayal of sacred oaths and sacred trust. This scourge must be stamped out.
Hagel's speech at West Point, New York, comes as the tide of complaints about sexual abuse has risen in the military. Hagel challenged the new graduates to be problem solvers. The pilot is still missing after yesterday's crash of a small plane on a Mercy mission in upstate New York. The two passengers on board were killed. Part of the Angel flight plane crashed into a pond 45 miles west of Albany, where divers went this morning to try and find the pilot. Seven people were hurt when two freight trains collided and caught fire in southeast